WGIL.
Ah, I love them. What did I do to deserve the Buddy Guy in the background? That's awesome. Happy Saturday.
Rockin'.
Sarah Robinson's here.
I am. It's true.
It's Robinson without an N.
That's true also.
Took me a while to get used to that. Second floor of the Bondi building. That's where
you'll
find...
Also true.
That's where you'll find CASA, court-appointed special advocates. I put
this
it on
guy's
the...
on a roll.
The big screen behind you.
Here we
you,
are.
You can't see that at home, but...
this is radio.
So I know, but I know what CASA is. Volunteers, advocates go into the court systems. They give a voice to children who've been through abuse and neglect, and that's Sarah's purpose for the last... Is it how many years? Let me say. 7.5.
Right wow. on. I've been there wow. almost 8 years. It'll be 8 years in September.
I don't know how I just... That was a total...
I know. What
that
the
was
heck?
A guesstimation in my head.
Been around for a few.
So, you always tell the story, but we can refresh.
Mm-hmm.
In college, what guided you to, yes, I want to be in service because that'll make my heart full at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Know? Do what you love.
Well, you know, when I was in college, I spent a lot of time volunteering with children and had always sort of pursued a different career path and thought that, you know, X, Y, or Z was the thing I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, I always came back to volunteering with children's groups,
mm-hmm.
after school programs, you know, that sort of thing all the time because it brought me so much joy. It filled up the cup, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I was in grad school, I was volunteering with an after school program, but started, you know, because many of us have to work during grad school. So I was working as a nanny.
Does grad school mean, and pardon my ignorance, is that that's after 4 years of college and
right.
now you're doing some extra.
Yeah, I was yeah. pursuing my master's
sure.
at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working as a nanny for a couple of professors
yeah.
and, which connected me to another professor who happened to be a foster parent. And that they had a gap in their child care.
Yeah.
And this is in Missouri too. So, you know, the system's a hair different.
Sure.
But they were having a gap in their child care and needed someone to come and watch the, I think at the time they had two siblings and a single child. So I started watching them.
Yeah.
And
you got joy out of that.
Well, I loved it because, again, love working with children, but I felt compelled by their story. The two kids in particular that I was watching, had come from a home that was wrought with domestic violence. They had been living in, a motel of some sort where the cleaning staff actually found them and they had been alone for an extended period of time.
Now, did the foster parents tell you this or did you have, after a while, discussions with the kids even?
The kids were far too young
yeah,
for that
sure,
at the time.
Sure,
I think
sure.
the oldest was two.
They've been through a hell of a lot.
Yeah, the oldest was two and the youngest was 4 months and they had been found alone for an extended period of time.
What?
Yeah. And so just kind of learning their trials and tribulations through the foster care system kind of was the hook, line, and sinker for me to know that there were kids out there who needed someone to speak for them and that, you know, someone had left these babies alone. I just, you know, that was sort of it. And so I began a CASA program in 2007.
Mm. Helping with the CASA in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So,
I started as a volunteer. So I
already know, there when you yeah. came here, you already. So that looked good on the resume.
Well, yeah, when I started here or when I moved back to Illinois.
Yeah, Sarah's from Abingdon, by the way.
I am. Yes. It's true.
Abingdon with a D.
Yes. Not Abington. Come on, folks.
If you say it with a T, you're not from there.
Yeah. You ain't from these parts.
From there.
yeah. So when I moved back to the area, I looked up a CASA program. I was really excited to find that there was one in my home county.
Mm-hmm.
And so just started volunteering there and then eventually became staff. And I've never left. They can't get rid of me.
Well, they shouldn't try.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome that in college, in your graduate, you had a job. Your job mm-hmm. to make money was
yeah.
to take care of kids. That's so awesome that a good
yeah.
idea for kids who are going to college. Like,
yeah.
okay, this is my goal. This is what I want to do. So why not make my part-time job like something similar to that? You
well,
did,
you know,
and then
and
it brought you to those kids.
It brought me to those kids. And then it also led me, because I'd worked in all these children's programs. I had all the background clearance. I just kind of made my way into providing childcare for foster parent support groups. Mm. And so I started doing that. And then I met a ton of kids who were experiencing foster care and their, you know, foster parents.
Yeah.
So it was just a really awesome experience and kind of fueled this thing that I'm doing now.
Yeah, I love the story. Graduate school was tough?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, super duper.
Yeah, so much reading. Oh my gosh, so much reading.
But we're great to glad to have you here in our community. Grateful for it. Blessed, actually. Knox, Warren, Henderson, McDonough County, you cover. There's kids to serve in all those counties.
Absolutely.
And were they being underserved for a while? Was there just not CASA there? And how does CASA go, we're going to be in that county? That takes a while. You can't just say, I'm going to put an office there.
Yeah, you could. It would not be very successful. We expanded into Warren and Henderson, where there was not an existing program.
Sure.
So those
and there was
kids,
a need.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime there's a child experiencing foster care, there's a need for a CASA volunteer.
Yeah.
You always need that person to play a role in that. McDonough County was a little bit different. We did assume an already existing program there. So they, you know, so we picked up some volunteers and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And volunteers needed more in what counties right now? Do you know?
It's really hard to say because we need volunteers in every county.
You just need them.
Knox and McDonough have our largest volume of kids. They both have roughly 100 children in care at any given time. So those counties are always high need. But since we've been serving in Warren County, there's been a pretty incredible influx of kids experiencing foster care there. So the need is great there as well.
Yeah. And you have some office assistants? You have some?
Yeah, we have, which is like crazy, but we have a total of 5 people on staff. There are 2 admin assistants, and then we have court liaisons, and they kind of divide up our counties. So we have Angelica Rivera, who is covering Knox and Henderson, and then we have Brandy Jones, who covers McDonough and Warren, and we kind of all pick up the pieces if we need to, but those 2 ladies are in place, and Brandy lives in Macomb. Angelica actually lives in the Avon area. So.
And you all are in touch and see and talk to or in contact with all these other branch organizations, these child services, as CASA goes into these communities to better serve these kids.
Yeah, we are... We have about a monthly contact with the children, wherever they happen to be. We stay in touch with the caseworkers, which, you know, sharing information back and forth is critical to making sure that we're getting children what they need. And then we're in touch with foster parents and other service providers and working with community organizations to kind of fill the gaps if there are any. And that's one of the things I think that we really bring to the table is, you know, looking and researching local things that the kids could benefit from.
Yeah.
And providing those community resources.
The ultimate goal is from where those kids have experienced the abuse and neglect, the advocate, and the end game is to get them in a safe home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether it's back into the home that they were in with help and resources, or somewhere where they're where they can grow and get past
where
that.
They can, you know, adopt and, you know, thrive or return home and thrive, whatever it is. And I think what we kind of bring is that we, as CASAs, are looking only at the child. So we're trying to examine the whole child and what does this kid need to be successful. And if that is returning home to the parent, we absolutely support that goal and find ways to make that work. Like, how can we support this family unit?
Mm-hmm.
If it is via adoption, then we have to work to figure out how can we best support that family unit and that child in that circumstance. Or if it's a child aging out of care, there are many resources available to children who are aging out. But I think in that circumstance, it's even more critical for us to be involved because these children are going into adulthood with perhaps no one.
Mm.
So
yeah,
it's really important that we're able to connect them to the appropriate community resources.
Yeah. And there's a lot of times follow-up of these of CASA kids. You told me a story like 2-3 years ago of a girl, I think she worked for CASA. She may have been a volunteer now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the CASA. She was in the system.
Yeah.
As a child.
Yeah. She was one of our kiddos when I first started. And she's now working for a CASA program in another part of Illinois.
How amazing. And what a CASA volunteer and advocate can instill in a child as a mentor and just someone who's there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the absolute goal of it is being able to be that person for a kid is the absolute, you know, thing that fills the cup. And sometimes the road to get to the end can be long, and there are many ups and downs and things. But I always tell our volunteers, like, every single day that you show up for this kid, you know, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's the beauty of it. You never, time invested in a child is never time wasted.
That's the voice of Sarah Robinson. She's the executive director of CASA, Knox, Warren, Henderson, McDonough counties. We're going to talk about how you can, all those volunteers need support and money for training. And so we do the fall fundraiser and a couple other events. We'll talk more about the fall fundraiser. How you can be involved. It's going to be a blast with Past Curfew on September 26th at the Knights of Columbus. We'll talk more with Sarah and our guests coming up in the 8 o'clock hour from Courtyard Communities. Kelly and Mazia will join us at about 8:15. 7:36 on Galesburg Live.